Oh, where? Whose is that most beautiful voice? Who could provide such a soundtrack to our morning? There is only one man who could provide that voice. That is the Hawaiian homeboy, Shane Kahaleo. Shane's a songwriter, a musician, but he's also involved in radio in Hawaii. And through the year, we've caught up with Shane, particularly when the fires devastated the island of Maui mid-year, particularly the community where he works and lives, Lahaina. So it's great to have Shane join us on the program. Fingers crossed that things are on the improve in his home and his community. Hey, Shane, kia ora. It's great to have you back on Māori Radio here in Aotearoa. Tēnā koe, hoa.
Aloha from Maui, Dale. Thank you for having me this morning.
Thank you, Shane. It's neat to catch up with you, and appropriate too, Shane. Look, our country's been through some devastation, weather bombs as well this year, and so our thoughts as we approach Christmas with the realities of those who were hit by particularly Cyclone Gabrielle earlier in the year. But I can't help but feel for you and your community, because the devastations of the fires on Maui were very real and the images stark. Just bring us up to speed where things are at. Obviously a long road to recovery, Shane. What's the state of play in your hood now?
Well, you know, it's Christmas time, so trying to balance the holiday with the need of the community in Lahaina has been quite challenging, pretty tricky, but the spirit of aloha is alive and well in our people here on Maui. And trying to make it through this holiday season, and including those who have been devastated by the fire, has been quite challenging. But nonetheless, you know, the people of Maui has been really taking to each other and watching out for one another's needs. Whether you were directly affected by the fire or not, we are all in this together. And it's quite apparent during this Christmas season that is the case. The case, the spirit of unity is alive and well, and it's actually great to see. I think one of the main challenges that we see now where we're at is the cleanup process, the demolition process. There is a lot of things to consider, chemicals and debris and toxic items that need to be discarded and need to go somewhere. And the county of Maui just decided to use a location near the west side of Maui for one of the storage, I guess you could say, facilities or burial facility for all of this toxic materials. And the community is quite against it, because we know we live on an island and all water runs to the ocean. So the runoff from these chemicals being in this particular area, which is not even no more than a half a mile away from shore, has been the major concern. So that's where we're at here in Maui, is the cleanup and all of that. And that's been probably the primary concern up until this point.
Tēnā koe. Even in these challenging situations, Shane, at home here in Aotearoa, we acknowledge our people's resilience. And perhaps we can touch on that for a moment. This has been devastating. The imagery from Maui reminds us what occurred there. I do take your point too, because we can't just sort of bunch it all together across our fingers and say it'll have no impact. When you love the land, you've got to be very real in how we respond. What would you say of the resilience of the people of Maui and the way that they're stuck together through these most devastating and trying times?
Yes, you know, it's in trying times like this that we can get unfocused of the reality. And the reality is Hawaii is an occupied territory by the United States. So our culture and our perspective of what the land means to us is totally different from an American perspective. So that being the reality, you know, the challenge is great, and the resilience of the people to hold on to our beliefs and culture and what is important in our culture most times is not parallel with what government, with what county officials, state officials think the best moves would be. So I applaud the resilience of our people, not only meeting the need of those who are affected directly from the fires, but those who in the long run will be affected, and keeping a close eye on the decisions that are being made from our politicians and our leaders, that it will go in the direction that is best for our people and not for company and for financial gain.
Tēnā koe, Shane. Our ingoa, our names for our rohe, our land, tell great stories. I notice that this decision next month to move the debris from Lahaina to a place called Olowalu. What's the background to the name Olowalu? Can you tell us anything about this land?
Well, Olowalu is that is where my family originates from. It's from the Moku Ahupua'a of Olowalu. Now, Olowalu has a very distinct story. It was called the Olowalu Massacre, when a British ship that docked in Lahaina way back when, I can't utter the date, but Olowalu is known for a slaughter that happened, yeah, where a British ship came on shore, and some of our local Hawaiian people went out and actually took some items from the boat. They in turn retaliated and killed men, women, and children in Olowalu. Now, that is the most famous story that Olowalu has. So when you think of Olowalu, that story always comes up, because Olowalu was a peaceful, very productive community where only certain food, only certain things, medicine, would come from Olowalu. So yes, it is a very sacred place, but it is also a very a place that has been defiled. It has a rubbish dump there. Now, where they plan to put the debris is in a former rubbish dump area. So, yeah, it's definitely a desecrated place. Ancient history, Olowalu was known for its certain foods, certain herbal medicines, and certain type of practitioners. That's the best I can do about Olowalu.
And thank you. It's just a reminder that, you know, what a taonga or treasures to our people can be seen as.